All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. It's been a while. My apologies. It's been a little bit hectic. Baruch Hashem, good things. And hopefully we'll get back to more of a normal, consistent schedule now going forward. So, learning today is sponsored by Rani Stern in memory of his parents, Mem Gitto Bas Yitzchak HaKohen, and Chaim Yimiyahu ben Yosef Yoel, Shetehin Yishmasim Tzuros B'Tzura HaChaim. We're up to myth number 36, which is called today the taxes edition, in honor of, taxes being due yesterday. What can I say? I wish that taxes were a myth. That would put me in a better mood today. But they are not. And not that I actually think anybody on this, listening to this chat, really halakhically would think the following, outs or potential misconceptions about paying taxes from my halakhic perspective are true, but still they are ideas that have been put out there, so we'll put them to rest today. So there are really two different potential claims to wiggle our way out, if one would, not from a government perspective, but halakhically, to think halakhically maybe there's a way out of paying taxes in some situations. So we'll discuss both those today. So first of all, the Gemara in Nedarim, the Gemara in Gittin, a couple of places, has a famous concept called Dina de Malchusa Dina, that the law of the land is the law. The law of the king is the law. This stems from the Parshas HaMelech, when the Bnei Yisrael asks Shmuel to appoint a king. He's like, all right, you want a king? It's gonna cost you, literally in this case. And even though the king will provide some sort of benefit, things like, paying taxes, that's fair game when it comes to the king, and therefore, halachically, we are obligated to do so. So two potential misconceptions that could arise. So number one, I heard this in a shiur from Rav Shechter when we were in Tzmicha, and he writes about it in Nefesh HaRav and in a number of places. He's very into paying taxes properly. So number one, there is a thought that one does not have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael. Why? So the Ran quotes the Balei HaTosos that their understanding of Dina de Malchusa Dina, like where does this power, just logically, what is the concept behind their power? So he says it's basically like the idea of paying rent, that a king or monarchy owns the land, they own the country, and just like any landlord can enforce you paying rent, otherwise they'll kick you out or do whatever. So too, the king has the right to make everybody pay rent, and that's the idea of taxes. To enrich the king, he's the landlord. So that exists, that's true in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's no landlord. There's one landlord with a capital L. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are all equally shutvim in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Not to get too political, but no human being could kick me out of Israel. It's not his land to kick me out of. So, therefore, one wouldn't have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shechter says there are many religious Jews that don't know any other Ran in all Maseches Nedarim, but this Ran on Daf Kaf Ches they're familiar with, and we don't have to pay taxes in Israel. Again, certainly in our circle is not a common thought, but that's not true. It's not accepted la halacha. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch not only doesn't quote the Ran la halacha, he quotes the Rambam clearly in Shin Samach Tes Sif Vav in Choshen Mishvah, who says that taxes, the obligation to pay taxes exists both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote the Ran as a Yeshomrim that would get rejected. As like a second, he doesn't even make the page of the Shulchan Aruch. This opinion is not the accepted understanding of Dina de Malchusa. Dina de Malchusa just means that the monarchy has rights and we have to listen to it. It's not a din in rent. And therefore it would exist even in Eretz Yisrael. So that's perhaps one misconception that is not true when it comes to paying taxes, even in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if we have listeners in Eretz Yisrael, but you have to pay taxes there as well. All right, the other idea would be that it's Dina de Malchus is only if it's a fair din. If it's not fair, so that's the Ramban quotes or others quotes, that's called Gazlanusa de Malchusa or Chamsanusa de Malchusa. That's already theft of the monarchy, and that we don't have to abide by, right? The Shulchan Aruch gives an example. If there's a fair taxing system, whatever, payment system for everybody equally or even different groups, but things are set up equally, so that's okay. But for the king to pick on one or two individuals and randomly take their land, so that's not fair. That's Gazlanusa, and that's not allowed. Unless those individuals were like Mori B'Malchus, but if they're just normal law-abiding citizens and the king just took their land, David HaMelech just took somebody's wife, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. That's Gazlanusa de Malchusa. So the Brisker Rav, quoted by the Rav here in Nefesh HaRav, would say that like in, communist Russia, there's no Din of Dina de Malchusa Dina. Probably a good idea to follow their laws anyways for the sake of your life. But as far as halacha goes, in that case, halacha, if you can get out of paying whatever you had to pay to them, God bless you. There's no issues with that. So that's if it's a case of Gazlanusa de Malchusa. However, in America, all jokes aside, even though it feels like maybe the government could be robbing from us, and there is like a graduated taxing system that I'm not getting taxed the same as other people are getting taxed, but it is considered to be fair. It's democratic. It's all voted upon. Even if we don't like where all maybe the money is being spent or how it's being spent, there's like a legislation. There's a democracy. the majority wins, right? Whether it's the actual majority or the majority of our representatives, whatever it is, but everything, we are part of the greater Shutvus, and we agreed to this system, and this is the system. We have to follow the system, and it's not considered to be Gazlanusa de Malchusa, in which case we would not have to follow it, but is in fact a fair democratic version of Dina de Malchusa, and therefore it needs to be followed. So, taxes are Dina de Malchusa Dina. We are obligated halachically to follow it, and otherwise it would be theft. It would be Gazlanus, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. And what can we say? Whatever they say, the guarantees of life are death and taxes. So, Ad bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, it'll be the case, and hopefully then maybe we won't have to pay taxes anymore.